The altarpiece of the Annunciation is an oil painting on panel by Francesco, son of a certain Simone from Santa Croce, San Pellegrino Terme's hamlet. It was made in 1504 for the Church of Sant'Alessandro in Spino al Brembo, Zogno's hamlet. The painting is dated and signed by the artist and is preserved in the Accademia Carrara Art Gallery, which purchased it from the parish administrators in 1868. The painting had been commissioned by the Rosary School to be placed as the altarpiece of the first altar on the right, dedicated to the Blessed Virgin announced in the Church of Sant'Alessandro. The village of Spino is close to Santa Croce, which is thought to be the artist's birthplace. Therefore, through the commission, there is a desire for rapprochement to his family's place of origin, having emigrated to Venice. The painting is one of the few works attributed to the artist and also the oldest one, probably made in his 30s. In the acts of the pastoral visit of Bishop Luigi Grimani in 1646, there is the description of an ancient painting depicting the Annunciation, placed as altarpiece of the altar entitled to the Visitation of the Angel to Mary. A few years later, the parish priest of the Church of Spino described the work as beautiful in the common opinion of all. In the second half of the 19th century, the parish of Sant'Alessandro in Spino was in serious financial difficulties, and therefore had to decide to sell what was to be its most prestigious work. A quite common solution. On the 2 of April 1867, a first contact was made between the fabbricieri Giovanni Battista Cortisi, Carlo Pienaar, and Nicola Giuliani with the painter Giuseppe Relosi, who was keeping the work temporarily in his painting studio in Palazzo Terzi. Relosi was commissioned to sell the painting for a sum of 6,000 lire. The sale was also authorized by the royal prefecture. Finally, the sale was agreed on the price of 3,400 lire to be paid in three installments, which was lower than estimated. The sale contract was signed by the church representative, Giovanni Battista Cortisi, by the president of the Office of Legacy, Pietro Agliardi, by Locus as the vice president of the Academy, and by Francesco Baglioni, the commissioner. In the presence of two witnesses, Gavazzini and Relosi, the contract had some clauses. The parish undertook to make a copy of the work to be kept on the altar of the Annunciation. The painting was in poor condition and needed restoration, which was entrusted to Relosi, along with the creation of a copy. Pietro Mora was tasked with creating the new frame. The scene takes place in a domestic environment with perfect perspectives. The ceiling beams are opposed to the checkerboard pavement, bringing the observer to focus on the centrality of the scene. The center of the painting is the branch with the three lilies, symbol of the Trinity and purity. The angel announcer hands it to the Virgin, taking up the schemes already presented by Giovanni Bellini. It can be deduced from the proximity in the painting with the same subject made the following year that Andrea Previtoli, also of Bergamo origins and who had moved to Venice where his family sold ropes and needles, had worked in the painter's workshop. Even though Previtoli's painting is better, it has many similarities with Santa Croce I in both the setting and the color. The landscape beyond the Bifora is, however, completely different. In Previtoli's work, it is a wooded landscape, probability referring to the Bergamo area, while in Francesco's work there is a reproduction of Venice, as it was in the 15th century, therefore the lagoon, dwellings, and the recognizable San Francesco Alvin Church. The autograph and the date of the painting are written on a small label placed on the kneeler's step.